All right, follow the roll call. Sean here, Wilma.
Here.
Stacy.
Here.
Jason's absent, and Randy.
Absent.
Absent. Pledge of Allegiance. Blue pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
All right, all those in favor, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Consent agenda. I need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. Any questions on the consent agenda?
I have one. Who are we using for, like, who was Western Governor set up for? Do we have several teachers, just one teacher? What's that about?
So the agreement is to do any number, Stacy. Okay. But we have one person who will start student teaching in Doyle.
Okay.
At the start of the school year. So,
perfect.
But we'll take all possibilities.
Well, hopefully we'll get more. So that's great. Thank you for letting me ask that.
Okay. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Public comments? Is there anyone that has a public comment?
Nobody.
Seeing none. Reports, board members. Executive director.
Well, I'm going to add that we got a letter today from WASC saying that our WASC was approved for 6 years, no middle visit, not mid-cycle visit, just a mid-cycle report. So that's like wicked exciting. It wasn't in any of the reports because it just happened. Yay.
You got a killer up there named Kelly.
Yep. And a whole team, I'm going to say that, you know, Misty and Jared, for their parts, right. You know, accommodating what they needed to see was
fantastic.
Perfect. Yay. Whew.
Finance report, Mr. Holmes.
So, Brian, are you hearing us?
Yes, I'm here.
So this would be the meeting where you get to present the budget to us. We'll have it as an action item coming up, but if you could do your presentation part, it's ready to share the screen if you'd like to.
All right, sounds good. Let me go ahead and do that. All right, can everyone see?
Yes.
We're good? All right, thanks everyone. And hello, I hope everyone's doing well. Today, we're gonna talk about the budget for next year. So first we'll go through the budget assumptions and then just the state budget assumptions. And then we'll talk about Long Valley and then we'll talk about Thompson Peak as we move through. So I'm gonna review kind of a comparison between the second interim that we approved a few months ago versus the budget. So you can kind of see the differences. Obviously there's a lot of differences as we move into the new year, but I'll kind of explain like what the difference is from a financial standpoint in the current year versus what next year looks like. And then I have a quick cash flow for both, which the cash position is pretty strong for both sites. So we won't really talk too in depth about that. And then we do have a multi-year projection. So we've really focused on our planning for the 24-25 year, which is just next year, but we also keep an eye on the future years, and that is these future years, two additional years are included in the budget submission. So that's not part of the approval. The approval is only for next year, but in the form, the authorizer and CDE likes to see what it might look like over a couple year period. And of course, we're always, you know, interested in what the future looks like as well. So we'll review that as well. So, okay, so first the state budget assumptions. I'd like to start by saying that the legislature did approve a budget this month, but it was really, I maybe the term's a little harsh, but it was really like a fake budget. It was just a budget that they approve so that they can continue to get paid, and they recognize that it's not necessarily in alignment with what the governor wants. But it buys them time to come back and review and debate and come up with something. So that does puts all of California in a weird position, but it also puts schools in a weird position because we don't actually know what the budget situation looks like for next year. And here we are having to approve a budget for next year. So that is one caveat to these assumptions, I think, is that they could potentially change. But I think ideally and hopefully the negotiations don't, you know, stray too far away from what the May revise was, which is what we're kind of reviewing those assumptions on this slide. So initially the January proposal was released and the governor indicated that there would be a 0.76% COLA, which is a cost of living adjustment to LCFF and a few other fund sources. Those are the biggest fund sources the school receives. So it is a really, really important number, the cost of living adjustment. So that just represents the growth in essentially our revenue year to year. So historically, I'll cover the historicals a little bit on the next slide, but it's a pretty low rate that was proposed in January, and that was only bumped up to 1.07 in the May revise. So that sounds like nothing almost. It does make an impact, and it does help future years because the COLA compounds each year. So it is helpful that it went from 0.76 to 1.07, but it's one of the lowest proposed COLAs that we've seen since LCFF was implemented. So that that is a little bit upsetting, but it's really just because the state is behind in or was behind as well in tax revenue. So it's just kind of the financial outlook of the state as a whole. So yeah, historical COLAs you can see here. So the last couple of years, we just came off of like the two highest COLAs we've seen in the history of LCFF actually. So that was also during a period of very high inflation. So I won't ignore that, but it was nice to see the revenue attempt to keep up with kind of the increase in the cost of living. And now we're moving forward into this following year at 1.07, you can see, which, yeah, admittedly isn't the best, and it does put some strain on the schools. But moving into the future, they project us to kind of get back towards that a little above 3%, which is pretty typical. Or was sort of typical before the last several years, basically pre-COVID. So any questions about the state budget or COLA or anything? And I'll just jump right in.
Win.
All right. Great. So we'll start with Long Valley. So this is a comparison, like I said, between the second interim and what we're looking at for the budget for next year. So in total revenue, we are looking at a revenue decrease of about $393,000. A big chunk of that, in fact, most of the difference is related to one-time funding. So we're starting to finish spending a lot of that COVID relief funding. So in this case, the federal revenue decrease of $122,000 is directly related to ESSER, which was the fund source that we received a couple of years ago, but we kind of have been spending it as we are recognizing it as revenue as we spend it. So next year we'll be done spending that, and we'll kind of be back to like what our baseline federal revenue looks like from year to year. So that was one of the bigger reductions. And in other state revenue, we had a similar case where a lot of one-time funding that we put in other state revenue is going away. We still have some of it moving into next year. As we get to the multi-year, you'll see revenues in other state revenue also reduce back to kind of like what we would expect the baseline revenue to be without a lot of the one-time funding. And I'll cover the detail. There's more fund sources in the other state revenue than just one. So I'll cover the details on the notes slide on the next one. So local revenues, we did drop as well. We just want to be conservative there. There was additional interest recognized in the current year. So most of that was just a reduction in interest. On the expense side, we also increased staffing by about 194,000. Books and supplies crept up a little bit by about 23,000. And there's actually a small reduction in expenses and services and other operating. So I have a little bit more explanation on the next slide. But overall, our operating income for next year at Long Valley looks like we'll be about at an $11,000 operating income, which is down from this year. But it's important to remember that this year includes a lot of that one-time funding that we're kind of getting through, which boosts the operating income. So on this slide, I detail all of the variances here. So a couple areas that I didn't cover in detail in the last slide, because there's multiple differences, was services and other operating. We did reduce a little bit professional development, tech services, and other miscellaneous operating expenses. So there were actually some increases in some sections, and I would say like in a lot of categories, there's small increases, but in these areas, we really dropped it down. And then what are some other big ones? Books and supplies, we increased student food services and materials and supplies. We just found that this year, the trend, we exceeded a little the budget that we had set previously, so we increased those areas. And then other state revenue was one that I mentioned. So we did reduce this forecast by about 250,000. We're finally getting through that. There was an A through G grant that was implemented that we are finally getting through. There's the universal pre-K startup grant, and then the PG&E revenue that we recognize this year as well. We're not expecting potentially to receive that same those same amounts in next year. So that's really the reduction in other state revenue. Staffing did also increase our costs there. So we increased for Long Valley is primarily in the classified salary section and some health benefits as well. Any questions about the differences between the second interim that we approved and next year's budget before I move on?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So like I said, there's a cash. I just wanted to show you guys what this looks like, but really you guys are doing really well cash flow wise. Long Valley, this 6 months payroll is the purple line and 6 months expense is the blue line. So you can see that it's cash flow is doing pretty well. So here's the multi-year projection. The first green column is what I just reviewed as next year's budget. And you can see we're projecting 2 years into the future. So that's what's included in the budget submission once we submit the form. You can see LCFF grow a little bit over time with the COLA, as well as a small increase in enrollment in ADA. So next year we're assuming 277 enrollment with a little over 260 ADA. And that goes up to 282 enrollment and 265 ADA in both of the following 2 years. The difference in other state revenue you can see as well. So this next year, the amount that we're recognizing as other state revenue does drop a little bit, but then it continues to drop in the future years. And that's related to finally fully spending the A through G grant. Educator effectiveness was another grant. So there was just a handful of grants that we've received over the last couple of years that we're actually getting through. So that third year in 26, 27, I would consider that sort of like the baseline, like assuming there's not any special grants. I'd consider that sort of like the baseline other state revenue for Long Valley. And we are projecting losses in 25, 26 and 26, 27. One important thing to remember is that a lot of one-time funding had been recognized in the learning recovery grants and the arts and music instructional grants, actually in the 22, 23 year. And that can easily be used to offset some of the small losses or obviously reviewing expenses and planning kind of in those next couple of years will be really important. All right, any questions on Long Valley before I move to Thompson Peak? Not a lot today. Okay, I guess I must be doing an okay job here, maybe. Okay. All right. So we'll just do the same thing for Thompson Peak. We'll work through the second interim, what we submitted in the second interim compared to what next year's budget looks like. The second interim, the big difference here is that we did increase LCFF revenue between the second interim budget and next year's forecast. So we originally were forecasting 165 enrollment and 153 ADA, but we're seeing that go up next year. So that's actually the biggest difference between this year and next year. So next year we're forecasting 175 enrollment and 168 ADA. There's a really similar story when it comes to federal revenue and other state revenue, where we're fully spending some of these grants that we previously were receiving. We're recognizing that revenue, and that revenue will also drop off. It's not a recurrent. A lot of those grants are just one time, and they're not recurring revenue sources. So you can see that reflected in federal revenue and a little bit in other state revenue in that variance column. Additionally, in local revenues, there was a lot of interest recognized in the current year that we don't want to assume that we're going to receive on an ongoing basis. So we did reduce the local revenue as well, down to 16,000. Yeah, and in compensation and benefits, in books and supplies, we did. There were some reductions over the current year into next year. And in services and other operating, we saw a small increase in expenses. So overall, our operating income is looking like it'll be about 95,000 for next year at Thompson Peak, which is healthy. Yeah. So here's some notes again, just so you guys can reference those. Books and supplies, I'll cover the bigger categories that kind of have multiple factors. So we did, in books and supplies, most of the savings was a decrease in classroom furniture and supplies, because we had an increase in the current year that was kind of like a 1 year increase. We did decrease compensation and benefits just based on the new staffing plan, and that led to a reduction in classified salaries and actually an increase in certificated salaries. However, the decrease in classified salaries was larger than the increase in certificated salaries, so that led to the savings. And then in services and other operating, we had an increase in expenses by about $9,000. And that was really just small things across the board. Every year, obviously, we're going to spend a little bit more as things get more expensive. And that sort of represents that increase. Other state revenue sources that are dropping off, ELOG and the A3G grants are fully spent at Thompson Peak through the current year, the 23-24 year. And then in federal revenue, it's a similar story with that one-time ESSER funding being fully spent in the current year. All right. Similar story from a cash flow perspective. This bump from May to June is really just anticipating receiving a lot of the one-time funding that we've been spending through. And that might, if that doesn't all occur in June, it'll kind of happen over like July, like the next several months. But we do get back up above that 6 month expense from a cash flow perspective, which is fantastic. It's a good position to be in. The multi-year projection for Thompson Peak actually does show positive operating incomes moving forward through 26, 27 so far. So the expense plan actually is pretty stable, with increases due mostly to inflation. We have a 2% increase per year built in just by default, and then the staffing plan as well. So that you could see a small increase in expenses over the next few years, but most of the expenses are basically remaining somewhat stable. And where we're seeing the large increase versus the current year moving forward is just this enrollment and ADA being boosted up. Like I said, we jumped from 165 and 153 ADA in the current year to a 175, 168 next year, and kind of continuing that projection moving forward. So Thompson Peak's future, the 2 years following next year, do look pretty healthy at this point. So yeah. Any questions? That's all.
Nope.
All right. Well, if any others, if any do come up, I'll be here. I'll wait through the approval, of course. So, yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Okay, item 6D, program reports have been submitted in writing. Unless anyone has a question, I'm going to move on to Mr. Trover. 7A, Mr. Trover.
I know you're going to unmute, right?
That would help.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Am I able to share my screen? Looks like I am. Okay. Just to share some pictures. I don't know how many folks are on site or remote, but figure I'd share some pictures and kind of give you a fill in on where we're at. At this point, the building itself is almost entirely complete. There's a handful of things that we need to wrap up, which is some fire alarm data. The entryway structure and some punch list items, but for the most part, the building itself is pretty well complete. Unfortunately, when I came up last week, I didn't take any pictures, so I don't have any of the inside to show you, or not much of the inside to show you today. But here's what the gym looks like inside. Sherry, how many people have had a chance to walk through the facility?
I have. That's it.
All right. I'll get some pictures. Yeah, maybe I can get some pictures from our superintendent tomorrow, some updated photos, and send an email to you, Sherry, and you can send it out to the board so that people can see where we're at.
Yeah.
We've got our entryway structure going up. The goal is to have it done by the 3rd of next week. I don't know if that's going to happen. I wouldn't hold my breath. So I think it's going to leak into the following week. They're also out there doing the asphalt prep for the basketball courts. Those are the basketball courts right there. Sherry, you and I talked about that little issue with some concrete. I filled Andrew, our project manager, in on that today. So he knows that that's getting dealt with. We had a bit of an issue in the driveway area with some collapsed culvert that needed to be replaced. So that got taken care of last week. And they've demoed the asphalt out and are prepping to put the asphalt back in. So here's our new culvert going in. So all in all, going really well. Like I said, the building itself, almost completely done on the inside. We're going to need to do some landscaping that's outside of the project to kind of clean up the area. The majority of the work will be completed by the end of next week, should be completed by the end of next week, like I said, but I think it's going to probably drag into that following week. But regardless, the beginning of July, we'll have a finished project. The only thing that might be outstanding is we're working on an issue with the electrical gear and the electrical gear has been a mess ever since COVID, where the gear that was delivered to us didn't have some of the components. And we weren't informed about that until a few weeks ago. We're waiting on the new components to come in, but if they don't come in time, we have a backup plan to make sure that the gear is operational by middle of July. And then we might just have to swap the components out at some point in the future when they come in. Hopefully we don't have to do that, but what we want to make sure we're doing is that we're ready to refinance the USDA loan at the end of July, very beginning of August. We need to do it by, I think it's August 4th. So the project should be complete certainly in the month of July. So with that, any questions from anybody?
So Nick, what is the exterior landscaping that you're going to do? I see there's that big patch of dirt out there.
Yeah, so the landscaping wasn't a part of the project, so we could keep the, let me find my pictures again here. There's a large amount of, you know, dirt that was disturbed as a part of the project, but landscaping was going to be outside of it so that we could keep that project underneath the USDA $3 million total project cost. But Sherry and I've been talking about strategies on how to get that taken care of, getting another landscaper and what we want to make that landscaping look like.
So the plan is to get grass back in there.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
The plan is to get grass back in there. And
like, when you said landscaping, I thought, oh, maybe it includes that. But yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, grass.
What Modern will make sure they do is clean up that dirt so it's all nice and level. And then we're going to get some quotes for sod and seeding and just see what fits within the extra we built into our budget.
Good. And so when's the final inspection with the county or at the end of that?
Yeah, it'll either be next week or the following week. The entry structure is a separate permit, so we can do a final on the building without the entryway structure. Like I said, I don't think they say they're trying to get it done next week. I just am not going to hold my breath that it's going to be complete. There's still a few, you know, items on the building that need to get complete, but there's a decent likelihood they'll be all done next week. So we could have a at least a conditional final as of next week. The conditional would be based on getting the electrical gear dealt with. We can have a conditional final on the building, still utilize the building, knowing that there's something that the county's still going to have to come back and check off at some point.
Okay. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Very, very close.
Thank you, Nick.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Item 7B, review conflict of interest policy 7006, which is sent to us, correct?
Yes, it was in there.
Yeah. It was quite meaningful.
It's lawyer written.
Yes, it was.
I have not been violent once
again. And that's good. So the workplace violence policy has been in place for a couple of years, and we're required every other year to just take a look at it and see if there's, and you know, if it's still consistent. Like all positions are considered in there. We haven't added new positions.
Actually, I read the one. Conflict of interest policy.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, I jumped in.
Sorry. Well, that's what I was actually responding to. That's been in place for a while. And we just have to send it out, have you all take a look at it, and make sure there's not anything that we needed to change. And again, for me, I was looking at it that there's no new positions. Every position is covered in there. And that's just a legal piece that we need to check the box for here.
So now workplace violence.
Now workplace violence. And Jared has this one right there.
So as of July 1st, California has said that we have to have this workplace violence prevention plan going. So this is our first stab at it. OSHA had put out this template that we just made to fit for us. They are saying that workplace violence last year took the second leading cause of death in workplaces, second to transportation. And then, so it's identifying what kind of violence there is. So the four places are random people, your customers, so parents, students, and then employee or previous employee, or some, and then the fourth one is somebody related to an employee. And so basically this is so that we are keeping that in mind, that we're all active on it, that all employees are aware that this is a hazard of working in today's world, and that there is a good way to track it, and there is no like negative consequence for reporting an issue you see, like a security issue that your boss wants to ignore. But so that's a quick.
So we've set up forms and ways of reporting, and what our procedure internally is going to be as far as, you know, just having a regular review of our facility. And I think all the work we've done as schools in safe, making our location safer, putting in cameras, like that's all part of
I think our prevention. Oh, yeah, that's, well, this is probably a rhetorical question, but the contractor is going to fix that back fence, right? It's, you know, that security fence. Oh, it is, okay. I just like, because it was fairly new, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was done with a lot of fun
and all. Yeah. I didn't know it was already fixed. That's good.
Okay, moving on. Item 8A, consideration to open public hearing regarding the LCAP for Long Valley School in Thompson Peak. I will move to open public hearing.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy Kirkland? Aye. Okay. So item B, discussion.
So public hearing, an opportunity for the public to join us. Kelly, this is on her docket as well. You know, she's going to be the WASP LCAP queen. So I don't know if you want Kelly to present anything regarding it, or if you have questions, how would you like her to proceed?
Just public hearing, so there's no public. We just close it. If Kelly's okay with that.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm ready to talk about it. I can be quick and just kind of go over what the goals are and things like that if you're interested.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure. So there's going to be three goals that we've reevaluated. It's going to match our strategic plan. The LCAP for the next 3 years is really going to focus on making teachers the best they can be and creating engaging lessons for students. The next goal is going to be on increasing student achievement and increasing college and career readiness. And then the last goal is going to really focus, the actions for that are going to really focus on creating a positive school culture that's all about connectedness, feeling safe, and kindness and things like that. So those are really where the three LCAP goals are going to come from. And just piggybacking on the workplace violence plan, all the staff surveys, everyone feels the place is safe to work. So we're doing good there. That's really the actions that we've done. Some have carried from last year, some are new, but I really encourage just looking at it, specifically the actions I think are probably the best place to start, because that's what we're gonna do. And they're gonna align to the TPC's WASC and LVS WASC, so we don't have like 1,000 actions that we're doing. So we could be really conscientious and just specific in how we're gonna improve everything.
All right, I move to close the public hearing. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
All right, public hearing is closed. All right, 9A, action items. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of budget for the 24-25 school year. I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I just have one question. Like, that can be revised if, like, COLA increases, like, we're... It can be revised down the road, which I know it can.
Yeah, and in the past, when they've made any major changes after this point, we actually can do, we've done a revision like right away, August, September, and fix that.
Okay.
Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion's approved. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of LCAP for Long Valley and Thompson Peak. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Thank you, Kelly. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item C, discussion of possible action regarding approval of California School Dashboard Local Indicators for Long Valley and Thompson Peak. I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion on that one? Hey, Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item D, discussion and possible action regarding approval of bell schedule and school hours for Doyle.
I'll make a motion.
There a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Questions? Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of agreement with LCOE for STIR support for LVS and TPC. I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Motion approved. Item F, discussion of possible action regarding approval of summer added duty work hours. I will move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I did have a couple questions.
Yeah.
So I just didn't understand what some of these were, like the I assume some of this is just working in the school to get it ready for next year, like physical cleaning and stuff like that. Or
no.
Okay.
Because so, those people are already set up to be year-round to take care of that stuff.
Okay. So what is the annual review of the high school transcripts? What is that?
So Kathy, our counselor, would pay her extra hours so that when they come back, when all the students are back, she can be meeting the kids and teachers immediately to say, oh, it looks like you need to be enrolled in such and such. And she does this review over the summer.
Okay. Just some of them, I didn't understand what it meant.
Anything else on her?
No, I'm sure it makes sense. I didn't know what the school-wide writing guidelines was.
So
school-wide writing guidelines.
My prior idea for school-wide writing guidelines were rejected by the staff wholeheartedly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting over it.
Oh.
And we've met with teachers and they expressed what they needed changed or kept the same. And that was one of the areas they really wanted some updating. We learned a lot more about our rating scores, sort of deeper dive in. So we asked a couple of people to just put this together then the way you want it so that it's effective and you're actually going to do it.
Okay, Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated organization chart, including promotions to director and assistant director position. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second. Discussion?
So I do have some questions.
Okay.
So this is to approve just the new way that we're going to formulate the people and with the directors or whatever.
Correct.
Okay, correct. All right. I know we've talked about that, so I want to make sure that.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay.
And in there, and I think I noted that, you know, there's two positions being eliminated, and one of them is Whitney's. And
I know.
That's a hard one.
Yep. Patty didn't look me in the eye to share that she was stealing her thing.
Patty's stealing you?
We're moving back to Toothinville. So that was the biggest draw. So grandparents were there. And I'm going back to teaching. I'm going to do the Mod Severe class at high school. So.
That's all I ever. Are you sure?
We'll miss you, Whitney. You have been really good for the school. The schools. And so, but being a mom is the most important thing.
It was a very tough decision, and you know, I get it now.
We all know that we really do understand that.
I haven't beat you up in like 3 years.
You know, after this, hey, then I won't apply to the workplace violence thing. So, you know, catch me after Friday, Sean.
And the other position we're saying goodbye to is Kathy, who's on with us this evening. Hey, Kathy. She's really helped us a lot of the behind the scenes, and now she's going to be principal where?
Principal for a school in Auburn, Auburn, so Auburn Elementary.
Cool.
Hey, gosh darn it. Sean, I, Wilma.
Stacy.
Hi.
It doesn't affect the vote, but I'm kind of wondering what we're going to do because, you know, one of the big holes is sped teachers.
and that sped aspect. I know we can't get anybody, and so that's part of it, but how do we make sure we're in compliance with that to the best of our ability?
She's sitting across from me, or are you guys in the same room?
I know, but you know. But that's a big job though, too.
I got us.
Yep. It is. And we gave her an administrative assistant recently in recognition of the additional workload. So I'm hoping that helps. If it's insufficient, we'll take it on from there. But, you know, we'll either have sped teachers, because we have a sped teacher at Long Valley. We've just lost our sped teacher in, you know, Amy is leaving in Susanville. And so far, we've not been successful at finding someone to replace Amy in Susanville. So we're working on that. We may have to contract for services virtually. Not any of our favorites, but that is...
Okay, that was more what I was trying to get at, is that open position that we have in Susanville I understand. Stephanie taking over the administrative part, but who's going to meet with students because she's busy doing administrating?
It may have to be virtual services if we can't identify someone, because we will stay in compliance, Stacey.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that may mean I have to come and get another para who can sit with the child while they're online with a sped teacher. Do you know what I mean? That would probably be what we end up having to do, but not today.
Okay.
Item 8 is right. Mm-hmm. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated admin salary schedule. I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Motion's approved. Future items, updated adopted curriculum list. Is there anything to add to the future agenda? Okay, meeting's adjourned at 6:15. We'll take a short break before we do our special meeting.
Daniel, I'm going to stop sharing.